Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you a registered voter in Texas that could help us out with a survey, please?
Yes, I am a registered voter.
Okay. Would you mind helping us out with the survey, ma'am?
What's it about?
Politics.
Yeah.
It'll be quick. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican,
yes,
or an independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. There is a Democratic Party election coming up soon in March of for a U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator.
It's Colin Allred. You need to
Allred,
pronounce
yes.
it correctly.
Allred. Yes,
yeah.
It's Allred. And State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I'm supporting Colin Allred, and I've donated quite a bit of money to him already.
Okay. So the question here is, will you definitely be voting in the primary? Okay. All right. Thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk. What's your opinion about that person? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Well, he was the mayor of Dallas a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know anything about him recently.
Okay, let's move on. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know that much about her. I've been living in France for the last 2 years.
Oh, you've been living in France. Oh, okay. And now you're back, are you going to be traveling back and forth or just permanently staying in the U.S.?
I haven't decided.
Okay, let's continue. Victoria Neve. Victoria Neve. Have you heard anything about that person? I mean,
No.
No. Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
No, I'm not up to date on local politics because I've been away. But I'll tell you one thing: if Donald Trump is reelected, I'm moving for good.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's move on. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg is the Democratic candidate, right?
Yes.
Yes, I would vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? I'm going to read you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 issues, okay? And then you tell me which one is the most important to you for the candidate to address. First one, local control. State Republicans are preempting local laws on growing control, zoning, and water rights. The second one is guns. Sensible gun sales, laws requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age of to 21 to buy a gun. Third one, education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools. The fourth one is voting rights. The fifth one is abortion. And that's it.
They're all important.
Okay. But which one would you consider the most important?
Guns.
Okay. Thanks so much. And what is the next most important issue out of those?
Getting rid of our lieutenant governor and I know they're not up for re-election, but state politics is very important to me.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state of Texas House do you prefer? Okay. Let me see. We have two options here. The first one says, one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong...
Morgan Meyer,
by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. And then we have another option. One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
Which of those two do I think is the most important?
Yeah, which one would
I don't exactly understand, but both of them are good options.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to get rid of Morgan Meyer, but you didn't say who would be running, who the other option is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Did you get that one? Or do you want me to repeat it?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, let's start again. It says rate. So I'm going to read you some statements here, and then you're going to rate those. Rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her. So you would say maybe it definitely leads me to vote for her?
Okay, I understand the question. Read the statement.
Okay, so it says, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
And rate that against what? I mean, I might have to choose between several statements.
Let's see here. So once I read that, your selections are definitely vote for, probably vote for, does not impact your opinion.
No, I thought you wanted me to choose between statements that would help her. So I know I would probably vote for her, but you're not giving me choices on statements. So I think a lot of people don't like Clay Jenkins. I happen to like him. So, yes, I think that's a favorable statement for me, but for
it's for you.
What other statement, I don't know.
No, you're supposed to rate each one. You're not comparing right now. We're not comparing statements.
Oh, okay. Yes that's
yes.
Favorable. I can't do this any longer. I'm really busy. Is that okay if I end it right there?
Yes, it's your opinion. I mean, it's your choice.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Wah, wah, wah.